After all the delays and disappointments and promises, this was to be the day. Gaza has been in a state of suspended animation ever since the Israelis captured it 27 years ago. It had become a decaying, violent place as a result. Now, at last, it was worth cleaning up and making presentable. Real life was about to start again. Yasser Arafat's return journey began on the Egyptian side of the border with Gaza, where his most powerful and consistently loyal ally, President Mubarak, held his hand as they walked towards the border crossing. Both men know the dangers of political assassination well. Neither can be sure what Yasser Arafat's return will bring. Across the border on the Gaza side, a Palestinian pipe band, a relic of the British Mandate, was waiting to serenade him. A big build-up of local dignitaries headed forward to greet their president. He crossed into Palestinian territory at 3:05 precisely. At first, he was swept along in a crowd of officials and bodyguards, but this was no time to stay hidden. For a brief moment or two, he showed himself to his people. Beside the main road to Gaza City lay an Israeli settlement, hostile and perhaps dangerous. The Arafat convoy made a detour around it on a farm track, then hit the main road again, speeding through the villages on the 30-mile route to Gaza City, past the crowds of enthusiastic well-wishers. In Gaza City itself, the crowds were already building up. There was a lot of excitement and a sense of real occasion. This was to be a traditional Palestinian welcome for their leader. And when someone on the podium appealed to those with guns not to fire them in the air, they promptly started shooting. By now, it was appallingly hot, and the steam was rising from them in clouds. Many people fainted. At one point, the pressure of bodies brought down a telegraph pole. If Yasser Arafat had driven through the crowds when they were like this, there would have been mayhem. Instead, he seems to have been smuggled in, perhaps in a blacked-out ambulance. And the first anyone knew of it was when he turned up on the platform. This was really the moment of his homecoming. He called for unity among Palestinians and offered something of an olive branch to the extreme fundamentalist Islamic group Hamas, which regards him as a traitor for doing a deal with Israel. Many of his own supporters think that the agreement was a mistake too. This first rally has passed off without danger to him, but the question is whether the system he's negotiated is really workable.
As people were swept up in the heat and the enthusiasm of the whole thing, their doubts about the deal which Yasser Arafat did with the Israelis, which has made all this possible, were submerged for a time. It has indeed been a great moment. But now that it's over, the doubts are likely to appear again.
This evening, the day's excitement has faded, but there's a very real sense of relief that the process of getting Palestine going has at long last begun. At Yasser Arafat's headquarters, the problem is now how to start showing results. John Simpson, BBC News, Gaza.